We warmly welcome Jerry as our speaker for this Monday night Crew Miracles meeting on June 15th. When you speak, it is considered implied consent to have your voice and your share recorded and posted on oafootsteps.com as a podcast. To preserve your anonymity, please use only your first name or an alias when you share. The opinions expressed here today are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. And Jerry, I'll pass it over to you.
Hi, I'm Jerry, and I'm a grateful compulsive overeater, grateful to know that it's a disease, not a moral issue. And it's always important for me to say that for me, I had to be reminded that my story is that I got sober first, 5.5 years before I came to OA. And the Navy sent me to treatment for alcoholism. And 5.5 years later, the Navy sent me to treatment again for alcoholism, for chronic obesity. Real quickly, I'm just going to run through some pictures. Okay. Here I am at age 16, where I thought I ran the world. This was me. Shortly before I went to treatment. This was me when I was 13. This was me when I almost made the weight. This is me after my relapse. Basically, I had a relapse. It lasted probably about 3 years. And then in 2001, after 9/11, October 16, 2001, is my current abstinent date. This is a little card that I got, and the for today reading came from January 19th, which is OA's birthday. And the other thing I'll say there is my sponsor used to have me write on all my literature, Jerry is a loving child of God, because that's not the way I felt about myself when I got here. This was me beating my body into shape for the Navy. And this was me at the 267 pounds. And this was me shortly before I went to treatment for alcoholism. And this is pretty much me today. Okay, so how it started was probably before I went to treatment for chronic obesity, if I was awake, that was a reason enough to eat. I was number 9 of 10 children. My 3 older brothers were athletes. My younger brother was also an athlete, but I was the scholar. So I did well in school, but I didn't do very well in sports, and so my brothers would always razz me about that. And one of my older brothers used to say, "Man, you're a real eating machine." And, you know, it's like that didn't faze me because I knew I was going to continue to eat. And so God was good to me, though, because the weight didn't stay on until I got into my late 20s, okay? And then, you know, being in the Navy for about 10 years where I had to, the first time, lose the 40 pounds. 2 years later, I had to lose 55 pounds. And 2 years later, I was at the 267. And that's when the Navy sent me to treatment for chronic obesity. And in treatment was probably the first time in my life I ever ate 3 meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Wow, what a concept, right? But I learned in that, okay? And I got a sponsor, and I remember, you know, the guys I used to run around with in OA, we'd go to meetings together and stuff, and I asked this one guy to sponsor me, and he said, "Oh, no, you don't want me. You want my sponsor." So he told me who his sponsor was, and I met him at the, what they call the maintainers meeting. And after the meeting, I asked him if he would sponsor me. And he said, "Are you willing to go to any lengths?" And in my mind, I said no, but what came out of my mouth was yes. So then he said, "Okay, you will call your food in every morning. You will go to at least 3 meetings a week, and you will make 3 outreach calls, and you need to talk to a person." So then I said to myself, "I gotta find a way to get out of this." So I said to him, "I gotta go to work pretty early in the morning." And he said, "That's okay. Call me at 5:30 a.m. So it just shows God had a sense of humor, okay? And I did. I called him at 5:30 in the morning, and we started working the steps, and we talked about God. And I said to him, "I'm really angry with God. God didn't do anything for me." And my sponsor said, "Not to worry, I'll give you God you can do business with." I said, "Oh yeah, what God is that?" He said, "Good order and discipline." And I thought, "Crap, I'm a military guy. Maybe I could do that." But when we got through the third step, that's when I rediscovered God, the God that was always there looking out for me, no matter what, okay? It's always important for me to say that I had a deferment from 18 to 19 because my mother had a terminal illness. And when she passed, my brother Johnny came home from Vietnam and he said to me, "If you let them draft your dumb behind, I'll throw rocks at your body bag when it comes back." So I thought, And that's why I went in the Navy. The Navy sent me to Hawaii, but I had problems being to work on time because I was drinking. And the third time I was late, the chief petty officer said to me, "If you're late again, you're going to go to captain's mess. That's non-judicial punishment." And I said, "Oh, I'll be on time." So I was on time for 2 days. The third day I was late, and he said, "Oh, you know what? I guess that means you'll go to a captain's mess." And I said, "Instead of writing me up, why don't you just let me volunteer for Vietnam?" Because my thought was nothing happens in the Navy overnight. 2 weeks later, I was in Vietnam. And God helped me survive that, okay? And that's what I know today is that God was always there for me. I just couldn't see it. And then what I learned in OA, my sponsor, he said to me one day, "Hey, Jerry, you know that men's meeting you go to? Do they have an intergroup rep?" I said, "No." He said, "They do now." So at intergroup, they talked about Region 2. And I said, "What's that?" And my sponsor said, "Oh, it just means you're on the service board and you get to go to intergroup. So 2 meetings a month, right?" So I said, "Okay, I think I could do that." But he didn't tell me at the time that there would be 3 in-person Region 2s I went to, okay? And then at that time in San Diego, our intergroup had over 130 in-person meetings. And so what that meant was is that we were entitled to 13 delegates at World Service. And my sponsor said to me, "Hey, Jerry, how'd you like to go to World Service?" And I knew it wasn't really a question, so I said, "Oh, I'd love to go." And so we went to World Service. At the time, it was held in L.A., and we took the train up to L.A. from San Diego. And the first World Service I went to, I had a chance to meet Roseanne, and just really touched my heart, okay? And she was just a little petite lady, okay? And she was just so kind and loving. But she addressed the fellowship, and she said her vision of OA was only for compulsive overeaters. So then the service body spent about 6 hours debating tradition three, and we came up with, you're a member if you say you're a member. But the following year, when she came back, she said, and she addressed the fellowship again, she said, my vision of OA was limited. God's vision of OA is unlimited. Therefore, it's for everybody who has an eating disorder. And all of a sudden, this little lady, about 4 feet 11 tall, looked like a 9 foot giant. But what it showed me was you can make mistakes and you can make amends for those mistakes, okay? The thing that really helped me in OA was my sponsor used to have me write myself love notes. In the beginning, they were real simple. Dear Jerry, went to a meeting. Love Jerry. Because my sponsor required them. And the other thing was, is when we were on step three, he told me I had to memorize the third step prayer. And because I'm kind of a con man, I didn't do it. And I called him up and I started reading it to him over the phone. And after I got through about six words, he said, I need to stop you right there. And I said, why? And he said, you can't BS a BSer. Memorize the prayer and call me back. And, you know, just, and then when we got to the sixth step, I called him up and I said, I didn't do my assignment. And he said, why? I said, I'm not willing. And he said, screw the willingness. Get the assignment done and call me back. But he only allowed me to have three strikes. So I had two. So I wasn't going to get any more. But the other thing that was really important about me going to World Service, the first year I went there, I met a guy and he was 300 pounds. And I kind of looked at him judgmentally. And he said to me, you didn't know me when I was 600 pounds. And so that helped me to see that in OA, we come all sizes, okay? And one of my best friends in OA that I met at a home for women with eating disorders was an anorexic, okay? And she had got down to 60 pounds. And she was almost 6 feet tall. So it just goes to show that it's an eating disorder and that it doesn't matter whether you're starving yourself or you're overeating. Once again, it has to do with the food. Okay. So just so grateful for that. The other thing that really helped me when it came to my sponsor, who really got me heavily involved in service and really, really helped me to learn to love myself. He would always say to me, be nice, kind, gentle, caring, and loving to Jerry. He's a friend of mine. And, you know, that just touched my heart. And so I would write myself little love notes. Dear Jerry, be nice, kind, gentle, caring, and loving to Jerry because he's a friend of Terry's. And Terry was my sponsor. So, you know, just, and in San Diego, they have the maintainers meeting, okay? And it used to be on a second floor on 30th Avenue, and there'd be so many people in there that the floor would actually sag, okay? And then in San Diego, they created the Oasis, which was a meeting room, okay? And the maintainers meeting grew to about 300 people. So we needed to have three. And guess what? My sponsor volunteered me to be the secretary at the afternoon one. But it worked out okay, just so grateful and thankful, and always reminded that it was about God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself, which was learning to love and honor myself as the loving child of God that God created, instead of that eating machine that Jerry created. And like I said, my current abstinent date is October 16th, 2001. And you saw my picture where I put on 44 pounds. Well, actually, I put on more than 44 pounds. I went back up to 244. And today, my weight range is 170 to 180. And today, I weigh 176 pounds, and I use my clothes to let me know whether I am eating too much or too little. And what I know today is I'm so very, very grateful that I'm not beating myself up because I broke the seam in my pants, okay? I'm not beating myself up because I have to buy large clothes. And I'm not beating myself up because I learned from my sponsor, even when I make a mistake, I'm still a loving child of God. And I have step nine to help me make that amends. And I also have 10, 11, and 12 to help me. I'm really grateful that my sponsor got me heavily involved in service. And, I still do service today. I sponsor, and I'm so grateful that, I've had three sponsors in OA that have passed on, okay? And, Terry was the first one to go, and then I got a guy who was younger than me to sponsor me, and he passed away too, okay? And then there was one other guy that was older than me that sponsored me for a couple of years, and he passed away. And what I was able to do was write a letter to God and say, thank you for allowing them to be in my life to help me learn to love and honor that loving child of God that you created. Love, Jerry. And today I have a sponsor, and she reminds me that I need to be doing 10 and 11 and 12, okay? And I check in with her once a week, and she always asks me what I'm doing and what I've done. And, it's like I'm being, questioned by authority, but she may not be that, but that's my interpretation, right? Because of who I am. But I'm so very, very grateful for this program because it helped me be a better husband, a better father, and a better human being. And when my daughter was 13 and her mom was at work, she came running downstairs and she said, Dad, I'm bleeding. And I said, just a minute. I called my sister. I said, you need to talk to my daughter. And she did. And she just explained to my daughter that she was becoming a woman and it was natural, right? And what I learned in this program is if I don't have the answer, I need to find somebody who does, and I don't BS anymore. Okay. And that allowed me and my daughter to have a very loving relationship. And when she was 17, she said to me, hey, Dad, this boy wants me to have sex with him. What do you think I ought to do? And my first thought was, tell me his name. I'll go blow him away. And then my second thought was, that might not be too good. So I said to her, okay, it's your decision and I'll stand by whatever you need to do. And later on, she came back and said, I think he just wanted to have sex with me. So I told him don't want to be your friend anymore. Anyway, so just little things like that to help me and have a loving relationship with my daughter, with my son, with my wife, and with my siblings that are still alive, even though they didn't respect who I was, number 9 of 10, the greatest ever. But today, I have a beautiful life thanks to OA and the 12 steps. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Let's give our speaker, Jerry, a big round of applause for a wonderful share. Now is the time to ask our speaker questions. As we're still recording, we ask that you put your questions in the chat and I will read them aloud. You're welcome to message them to me directly or to the group. We ask that you do not come off mute to ask your question or thank the speaker verbally in this section, as we don't have permission to record other attendees. We'll allow up to 15 minutes for questions for our speaker, after which time we'll have sharing until 15 minutes after the hour and then in our parking lot. So the first question I have in here is, how do you know when you are spiritually fit? How do you know when you are not?
Oh, for me, that's pretty simple. I'm spiritually fit when I'm not trying to get my way about everything, okay? That was the other thing my sponsor taught me, was that whenever I get judgmental, I have to remember that I spell my name Jerry, not God, and only God can judge. So I know for myself that when I'm not judging others or myself, and I'm just being that loving child of God that God created, I'm okay. I'm following that spiritual path.
Thank you. Another in here I have is, hi, Jerry. Thank you so much for sharing your experience, strength, and hope. As a fellow Air Force brat, I really appreciated hearing about your service in Vietnam. I love that you got to experience those early days with Roseanne and learn how to look at others differently. How has that foundation, combined with your time in the service, helped you keep that strong faith and perspective on the tough days?
Well, what I know is that I just really thankful that after we got to the third step, I rediscovered God that was always there taking care of me all my life. And what I know today is that it's important for me to do 10, 11, and 12, even though I kind of scrape my fingernails on the chalkboard, but it helps me to remind me that, boy, I probably wouldn't be alive without this program, because that's how crazy and insane I was before OA.
Thank you. When the little voice in your head said no, but your voice said yes, you're willing to do whatever it takes, did you feel confidence? Was it a BS moment that turned real?
Well, you know, the thing about the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder, what I know for sure is that I need to remember that I need to listen to the angel, even though it's quiet and the devil's really loud. But the other thing I learned is that when my disease pops up and says, oh, you can have just one, it'll be okay. And then what I learned to do was I say, oh, thank you, disease, for sharing. Now, shut up and sit down. And the key is, if I could have had just one, I wouldn't be in program, okay? And that's what I know for sure. So I know I need to listen to the angel and not the devil. And the angel's quiet and the devil's very loud.
Do you do exercise or other forms of self-care for your body? Do you feel...
I do.
Go for it.
Sorry.
No.
I do. I try to walk 5,000 steps a day, okay? And I try to work on my balance, because in May I turned 78, okay? And so it's really important for me to work on my balance, because when I fall, I usually injure something. And so I do PT through my medical provider, okay? But the walking has really helped me. And then I really work on my balance.
And do you feel at peace in your body? And do you listen when your body needs something?
I pretty much listen to my body when it needs something. As it is now, because I'm a little older, my body will remind me that there was times in my life when I didn't take very good care of it. So I'm always willing to make an appointment to go see the doctor when I'm having problems physically with my body, okay? And then, what I learned in program is that I also have a therapist, so if things come up and I need to take care of that side of me, I get professional help. And I don't have a therapist license, so I got to go to one that is licensed.
With the strict regimen of the military versus steadily working the OA steps, which do you find more beneficial in your life today?
Well, I'm grateful for the military in that it taught me that I needed to remember that I was not in charge, okay? And that it taught me to respect my seniors, in rank and so on, okay? And the other thing it taught me was that even though someone may be senior to me, I still have rights and I can ask them to respect who I am in a polite way. But, I never had much problems in the military. The one time, before the Navy sent me to treatment for chronic obesity, I was not a very nice person to work for. And when I went back to my ship after my 6 weeks treatment, a new guy came on board and he was there about 2 weeks. And he said to me, "Chief, I don't understand. You seem to be a very nice guy to me, but everybody in the division seems to be afraid of you." And so all I could do was chuckle and remind myself, he didn't know me before when I was really hard on people and didn't cut them any slack for anything. And what I learned is that, you can still get the most you can from a person by being nice as you can be being angry.
Thank you. What interaction with Roseanne stays with you as a lesson you can pass on to us?
Well, what stays with me was the willingness to admit that she made an error and that God was definitely in charge, not her. And when she delivered that message that, God's vision was unlimited, what was for anybody who had an eating disorder, that really helped me to see that I always needed to remember that my God today is unlimited, okay? But I always need to do the footwork. That's what my sponsor taught me. All my sponsors taught me I need to do the footwork and then leave the results to God.
When you sponsor, are you a good BS detector? How do you handle when your sponsees are reluctant to work the program?
Well, I learned that from my sponsor. Three strikes, you're out. The first time, I'll say, okay, that's one. The second time, that's two. The third time, I just say, I need to release you to more recovery because I'm not able to help you. And I need to let you go. And that's what I learned from my sponsor is I release people to more recovery. I don't fire them. And, that's what my sponsor taught me. So,
How do you practice your step 11?
How do I practice my step 11? Well, I'm grateful for my sponsor there because when I got to that step and I said to him, the only time I've been able to meditate is when I'm in the shower. So I don't know if I can do this. And he said, the only way to do meditation wrong is not to do it. And that really gave me a lot of freedom. And because of that, I was able to start doing prayer and meditation. I started off with 3 minutes, then 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, and then 15 minutes. And, I can do that today. And what I know for sure is that what I learned from another friend of mine in program, prayer is when I'm listening to God. Maybe I got it backwards. Meditation is when I'm listening to God, and prayer is when I'm talking to God. Okay. And the thing is that, wow, what a good life I have. And what I know for sure is on the days I don't do prayer and meditation, I'm not a very nice person to be around. Okay. And my wife will let me know that you're being a pain in the biscuit. Maybe you ought to go to one of them meetings.
With that, what happens for you when you meditate?
Basically, when I meditate, I just like relax and I'm just calm and peaceful. And I know God is with me. And I guess it's just that peaceful feeling I have that lets me know God's with me.
How do you show up as a friend to yourself now?
Oh, the way I show up to myself as a friend now is I learned many years ago when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is gratitudes. Okay. And my first gratitude is I'm grateful God has given me another life. I'm grateful God has me in several 12-step programs so then I can learn to have a blessed life. And thankful for my family and friends and so on. But I start off with a gratitude list and then things just seem to get better from there. Okay. And then I always remind myself, I need to remember easy does it. And that I need to be kind to myself so I can be kind to others. Okay. And that. The one thing that I've learned more than anything else is that I learned to zip my lip because then that way my mouth don't get me into trouble. And everybody's happy with that, okay? And that comes when it's dealing with my children or my wife or my siblings or even friends sometimes, right? Program friends, okay? So I just remember to listen more than to talk, okay?
And you emphasize that it's not a moral issue. How did you unlearn that?
Well, when they sent me to treatment, that's when I learned it was a disease. Before treatment, you saw that picture of me where I was trying to beat my body into shape. And that was one of the things my sponsor said to me. He said, I'm willing to bet your body never once said, stuff me till you can't move. So I just always remember that yes, I don't, just a reminder that I need to be gentle and kind to myself and remember that, wow, what a blessing OA has been in my life.
And here a gratitude that came in was thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm drawing so much inspiration and hope from what you have been through and how you live your life so connected to program for so many years. I've been a chronic relapser and I'm having a hard time imagining myself absent for 20 years plus. And then another question that came in. What has surprised you most about your recovery?
One more time.
What has surprised you most about your recovery?
What surprised me most was I learned to live life between my meals. Because before program, if I was awake, I was eating, okay? And having life between my meals, wow, what a concept, right? But it just, wow, I'm participating in my life. Yeah, wow, imagine that. So.
Thank you. Well, those are the questions we have, and it's perfect timing. So thank you so much, Sherry, for sharing and for all of that.
You're welcome.